So it's Christmas Day and all the frenzy. It just baffles me how, you know, we prepare for Christmas and it just comes one day and, you know, after today, everything is over and everyone just goes back, you know, to their normal life. And that's how it happens every year. You know, but Jesus, you know, on a day like this, we celebrate Jesus as children of God. We know that this is a special day, even though, you know, there's a controversy. Some people say he was not actually born on the 25th. But whether he was born on the 25th or not, we have a day as children of God, you know, when we acknowledge the fact that Jesus came into this world and he came as like one of us. So I'm not saying too much. I have just 10 minutes to share what's in my heart, but could we just open our Bibles? We're going to be reading some passages, so I appreciate it if we have our Bibles with us. Of course, we're talking about Jesus, and there's no way we can talk about Jesus without digging into the Word of God to know what God's Word says to us about Christ. So the first scripture we'll be reading is Matthew chapter 1. Yeah? Oh, nice. Yeah, I have a number of scriptures here we're going to be reading, but I will just do most of the reading, even though I'd like us to open to a few. So let's start with Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. Yeah, and it says, I hope we're all there. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So the last sentence is what I want us to note. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus came. God sent Jesus to come, you know, be with us. And if I have a title, I'd like to give this short exaltation is Jesus, the light of the world, with emphasis on the world light. Because, you know, there's no way we talk about Christmas without talking about Jesus. Jesus came that we will have light. He came, you know, that we'll experience light. You know, and I tried, just tried going online to see what's light, you know, what light is being defined. Of course, we all know what light means. We know it's something that brings joy, brings, you know, peace. And it says light is a rich symbol. It's a natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. You know, that was what I saw online. And I also saw some write-up. A lot of people came up with so many things. It says, light represents sacredness, sanctity, blessedness, holiness, purity, blah, blah, blah. Glory, the presence of God. It represents joy. You know, and the Bible tells us that in the book of Genesis, that when God created God had not created the world, but he just looked and he saw there was darkness everywhere. You know, and he created light. So God is the author, you know, of light. Yeah, so can we read Isaiah chapter 9? Or let's just open our Bibles to Isaiah 9. I'll mention the scriptures if we can quickly open them, but I'll quickly read them. Isaiah 9 says, the people were walking in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. So this was a prophecy that was written in the book of Isaiah concerning the birth of Jesus, how people were walking in darkness, people were living in darkness, but God was to send a light. God was to send someone, you know, in the person of Jesus to cure, what's the word? To banish the darkness or to make darkness go away. You know, another scripture we'll read is John 1:9. And it says, The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Now in the book of John, John the Baptist was the one preparing the way, you know, and he said a true light was going to come. You know, when he was preparing the way for Jesus, he said a true light was going to come. And this light was coming to the world, you know, to give light to all men. Then Luke 2:8, Jesus himself. Shall we also look at Luke chapter 2? I'd like us to open our Bibles to this particular one. Luke chapter 2 verse 8 is the scripture that talks about the shepherds while they kept watch. You know, an angel appeared to them. You know, it was when I was preparing for this that I actually saw, you know, I never thought of the fact that it was actually at night, you know, and we're saying Jesus came to give light. So the angel, the shepherds, while they were watching flock. So let's open Luke 2:8, and it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks at night. So it just shows the essence. You know, this scripture also shows the essence. One of the reasons why Jesus came. Why was it at night, you know, that the shepherds were watching flock, you know, and the angel came and appeared to them and said, I bring you good news. So it shows it was at night that all of this came. But Jesus himself made us realize. He said, while he came, you know, and he said his ministry, in John chapter 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I think that's my anchor scripture for this message today. John chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus was saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That light of life can only be found in Jesus. And Christmas is a time where we celebrate Jesus. Christmas is a time where we celebrate when Jesus came to the world. Christmas, as Christians, Christmas is the moment, you know, when that divine light, all this light we've been talking about, Christmas is the time when that divine light came. He entered into the world. He came to mankind, you know, and he brought hope. He brought peace. He came representing so many things. So why did Jesus come? You know, these are things that, as children of God, we all know. These are things that, as children, as we read our Bibles daily, you know. But I've come to realize that we need those daily reminders to keep reminding ourselves of these things. So one of the things, one of the reasons, you know, why Jesus came is God wanted to reveal himself more to us. He wanted us to know more of him. You know, that's why he decided, you know, to send Jesus. Even though, of course, we all know that the main aim why Jesus came was to redeem mankind, to bring salvation to the world. So God revealed himself to us clearly, you know, through the birth of Jesus. Jesus was the form. Jesus came, he was born as a baby in the manger, you know, and that was God's best expression in human form, you know, to reveal himself to us, to make us know who he really is, you know. And John chapter 1, verse 14 says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one who came from the Father. He was full of grace and truth. So when we read the Bible and we see that all the signs Jesus performed, all the miracles he performed, all the things he did, you know, while he came on earth, they all point to the fact that, they all point to, you know, that he is God. You know, and the book of Galatians chapter 4 also tells us that when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the right to be called the son of God. So Jesus also came, you know, so that we can receive rights to become his children. And of course, we all know the popular verse in John chapter 3, verse 16, that says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his son, you know, that whoever believes in him might be saved. You know, so that's one of the reasons why we celebrate Christmas, why Jesus came. He came so that we would know, as humans, who, as children of God, God wanted to reveal himself the more to us. Another thing is, you know, we started by saying Jesus is light and there was darkness all over. One of the reasons why Jesus came was to challenge that darkness, you know, to help us. Of course, when God created us, he created man, he knew we'll face challenges, he knew we'll face difficulties, there will be good times, there will be bad times, you know, and so in those good times and in those bad times, you know, God wanted us, you know, to have a feel of him, to know that he's around us, you know, and the way it came to me with this particular thing, you know, at Christmas time, we put on Christmas lights, we do presents, we do everything, and there's just this joy in the air, there's just this feeling, you know, you drive on the roads, and I don't know if you all feel that way, there's just that peace that rests in your heart when you see the lights, and but it's just so sad that immediately Christmas goes, it's like it's all over. But you know, that was not God's intention. He wants us to keep feeling that peace all through our journeys in life. It shouldn't just be a time, fine, we celebrate like we celebrate our birthdays, you know, we celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas. But God doesn't just want us to. He doesn't just want that frenzy of, oh, it's Christmas, the Christmas lights, this one, it brightens everywhere. The Jesus in us should actually brighten our lives all throughout the year, in January, in February, in March, in April, in May. So as we go into 2026, I want us to have this at the back of our minds. It shouldn't just be a Christmas thing. We must always remember that Jesus came for us. He came that we might have life. That scripture I said is my anchor scripture. It ended by saying, Jesus came as a light so that we will have life. So even when we begin to face those challenges in the good times, I know there are difficult times. We don't all have it rosy. There are times when we face difficult situations. But in those difficult situations, the same Jesus we're celebrating this Christmas time wants us to remember at that time that that was why I came on the 25th of December, to help you through this difficult challenge you're facing. So I want us to always surrender our all, our totality to Jesus, you know. And the scripture I thought of for that is the scripture that John chapter 1 verse 5 that says, light shines in the darkness and darkness cannot overcome it. When we put Jesus in the picture at all times, not just in Christmas, you know, some people only feel happy at Christmas. We're not supposed to only feel happy at Christmas. That's just what I'm trying to say with this. It's supposed to be a year-round thing. We're supposed to radiate the goodness, the joy as children of God. We're supposed to experience that peace all year round if we allow Jesus, you know. So Jesus was sent to walk along side by side with us in our difficult times. Now, we may not have Jesus physically with us, but we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us and helps us, you know, to achieve these things. Then finally, one more reason that I know Jesus came is so that we also will shine our light to other people. You know, this is a season of Christmas where we celebrate with friends, we celebrate with families, we go around visiting people, we have families around. You know, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world. We are a town built on a hill. We cannot be hidden. As children of God, we have that light. Therefore, our lives cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I know for most of us, we let our light shine, we celebrate people, you know, we're happy with people, we give gifts at Christmas, but after Christmas, what happens? Do people see the light of God in us? Do people actually see that Jesus we had celebrated at Christmas? Do they still see Jesus in our lives as we go to work, as we relate with our friends in school? You know, when I got to the UK, I had that challenge because where I was coming from, I'm not saying, no offense, please. Where I was coming from, you could easily talk to someone and preach to someone back in Nigeria, you know, and even in South Africa where we lived. But you know, in the UK, with all the laws, it is your life that will show Jesus. I may not be able to tell my boss, I may not be able to tell a colleague that, oh, I'm a child of God. But are they seeing that life in me? Can they see Jesus through me? Can they see me? You know, something happened to me in my office, and I had to be praying and ask God, please help me. So I have this colleague. To every other person, they knew I was a Christian. Everybody knows my stand. Everybody knows what comfort. But to this particular lady, so I was asking myself, how did I allow this happen? I don't think she saw me as a child of God in that organization, you know, because I would talk to her, I would say so many things. So I had to go back and I was like, God, just help me and just forgive me if I have not made your light shine. So as we fellowship with people, as we celebrate Christmas, as we allow this light shine, as we give people gifts, I want us to, the main thing I'm just saying this morning to us is that this light should not just be a Christmas thing. Let's make it a year round. Let's make it a way of life. Let's make it a part of us so that when people actually see us, they actually see the Jesus, because Jesus is the reason for Christmas. Thank you. Yeah.